I'm sure it wasn't going to work.
After falling for 43 seconds, the time and barometric triggers started the firing mechanism. A uranium bullet fired down a barrel into a uranium target. Together, they started a nuclear chain reaction. Solid matter began to come apart, releasing untold quantities of energy.
There was a white light in the window, a flash, white like magnesium.
The bomb delivered its destruction in stages. The flash came from a giant fireball 300 meters wide.
I was astonished. It was a startling light. Even if you had your back turned to it, you felt the shock go through. Right to the center of your brain. At the same time, any area of skin that was exposed became very hot.
Heat.
Such burning heat.
Temperatures directly below the fireball were 4,000 degrees Celsius. The heat rays left shadows. Ladders, railings, even people left their outlines on stone and metal. Anyone in the open air was either vaporized or turned to carbon in an instant. At the same time, the flash sent out powerful infrared radiation and gamma rays. These could penetrate walls and attack the cells in human bodies.
Then I slowly opened my eyes. And for the first time looked in the direction of the light. Just at that moment, a mushroom cloud appeared. People who saw this in Hiroshima are nearly all dead by now. There is barely anyone left now who can say they actually saw it happen.
A fraction of a second later came a powerful shockwave which moved at the speed of sound. It turned everyday windows and walls into shrapnel.
As soon as the blast hit, I was thrown across the room. My body was flung from wall to wall and from the ceiling to the floor. My body was thrown around like it was a ball.
A jet-black belt of cloud came towards me. It came from there, over the lip of the mountain. The black cloud spread between the mountains and came rolling in my direction, swirling like this.
そのまま
Just like that, my body was scooped up. It was the blast. It sent me flying through the house.
The flash was very brilliant and it only lasted a very short period of time. It was over in a few short seconds.
We didn't see any bodies down there or anything of that type. You didn't see any buildings collapse. You can't really distinguish things like that. And even if we had been able to, we couldn't do it anyhow because there was just it was all covered with smoke and dust and everything.
I'm not emotional. I didn't have a first goddamn thought, or I'd have told you what it was. I did the job, and I was so relieved that it was successful, you can't understand it.
Seeing the fires on the ground and the cloud coming up, then you get pretty distressed that there's such havoc down there and people are suffering.
There are no exact figures for the number who died in the instant of the explosion, but tens of thousands of people in the open near the fireball vanished in a fraction of a second. For the survivors, the ordeal was just beginning. Thousands of people were injured and terribly burned. Many were trapped in the rubble. Just 260 meters from the bomb, the two girls in the bank had been sheltered from the worst of the explosion by the earthquake-proof building. When the girls struggled outside, they found a vision of hell. The morning sunshine was gone, the whole city was dark and shrouded with smoke. The streets were full of corpses.
The words "city of death" came to mind. There were only dead people. We were the only living souls. It had been the morning commuting hour, 8:15 in the morning. People that had been walking the streets were doubled up dead over each other for as far as we could see. They had died immediately, naked, burnt. I just asked myself, why? And could not find any words. The two of us just crouched down and burst into tears. How could such terrible things happen?
At the communications hospital, 1 mile from the explosion's hypocenter, Nurse Kinuko was blown away from the window. Like so many others, she was badly lacerated by flying glass.
I had pieces of glass sticking up from my body all over, from my head, my face, my body.
In another part of the city, Shige Hiratsuka's peaceful family breakfast had given way to chaos and confusion.
When we got out, we saw that the whole of Hiroshima had been turned upside down.